Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Here we are at the end of another week, and I want to thank you for joining me as we continue to discover who God is. The Bible is our source for telling us all about our one great God, because it is through the Bible that God reveals himself to us. Therefore, we learn about God in all of the 66 books that compose the Word of God. And the Old Testament book of Job has much to teach each and every one of us. So let's return there now at Job chapter 14. If you follow along in your Bible, turn or scroll to Job chapter 14. We're back in Act 2, scene 4 today, but only briefly here at the start. This is the portion of the text where Job responds to his friend, Zophar. I only want to say two things about this chapter, which I hope to encourage you to read or reread on your own time. First, this whole chapter deals with the reality of death. I'll put it this way, this is a great chapter on death. Now, I understand that does not sound too appealing, especially in our culture, but the Bible deals with death and does so brilliantly here. Please read or reread Job chapter 14. Second, do not miss Job 14:14. This is easy to remember, Job chapter 14, verse 14. Listen to this superb question Job asks. If a man dies, will he live again? All the days of my struggle, I will wait until my change comes. I love that. Thank you for asking this, Job. If a man dies, will he live again? Well, let me ask, how do you answer? What say you? Do you think men and women live after we die? How you answer that question says a lot about what you believe. Answer wisely, and answer honestly. In Job chapter 19, we will see how Job answers his own question. Death and the afterlife. This matter of great significance to men and women is raised and dealt with in the book of Job, as of course it is all throughout the Bible. My intention today is not to say much about it, but to commend to you Job chapter 14. Often when we come to a Bible teaching ministry, we're listening for the host, the Bible teacher or preacher, to give us all the answers. I understand that, and most days I try to lend my interpretation to what we have been reading. But on this Friday, I pose the question to you. And I invite you, using Job chapter 14, to explore answers for yourself. If a person dies, or I should say when a person dies, will that person live again? What do you think? How is the question answered in the Bible from your perspective? Now, the curtain closes on Act 2, Scene 4, and it's a quick close and a quick open of the curtain as we immediately enter Scene 5. Covering Job chapters 15 through 17. We are systematically making our way through Job chapters 3 through 31, a long stretch, but we are already set to enter chapter 15. Depending on the wisdom of God, I want to not labor too long, loading you with details in any one chapter or chapters. And yet, I do not want to move too quickly either. How's this pace? I trust that as you follow along in your Bible, reading Job with me, you'll relate well to the verses I am highlighting and we're discussing. My prayer is that you find practical, real-life application here, as well as that you understand certain theological themes herein. And as we look up towards the stage, here in the theater, up comes the curtain on Act 2, Scene 5. In chapter 15, Eliphaz speaks again, and in chapter 16 and 17, Job responds. Here we go with another round of debates. If this were boxing, we'd hear the bell ring for the beginning of round two. I will not spend much time here as we come up on the weekend, except to say that in chapter 15, Eliphaz gives Job more of the same. And in chapter 16, Job responds by saying that Eliphaz is full of windy words. Listen to verse 3 of chapter 16. Is there no limit to windy words? Sounds like some sermons. Eliphaz is full of it. and again is unhelpful. But as chapter 16 progresses, the language that Job uses to describe what God is doing in his life is just incredible. What an awesome picture is drawn in our minds by Job's words. Let me just read some of this. Job chapter 16, verses 12 through 14. This is Job 16, verses 12 to 14. Just listen to these powerful, dynamic words. "I was at ease, but he shattered me, and he has grasped me by the neck and shaken me to pieces. He has also set me up as his target. His arrows surround me. Without mercy, he splits my kidneys open. He pours out my gall on the ground. He breaks through me with breach after breach. He runs at me like a warrior." I have read Job 16, 12 to 14 as Job describes God. And this is just a sample of all that is in this chapter. This is a man who is really suffering. This is how Job thinks of God at this point in his life, and today many suffering Christians will relate very well to this. God is a warrior. God can certainly press in so hard against us that it feels like we're going to explode, that we cannot take it any longer. We can definitely feel that God has become like an adversary to us, that we are his target, and he shoots. You might well say, "Well, again, that doesn't sound spiritual," or "not exactly like a God of love." No, God is love, and he does love us. But God is not a dainty deity, a pleasant, kind of passive, laid back, taking it easy God. I do not see that in the Bible. What I see is what Job describes, God on the move, God taking his rightful place in our lives by storm, God being exalted and us being torn down. In the words of John, he must increase and we must decrease. And when the Lord God, the Almighty, upends our lives using suffering, there is turmoil within our creaturely hearts, minds, and souls. God can and God will shake us. Job's experience is not only his experience. I am of the opinion that we're alive during a time when many of our churches present God as that dainty deity. It's as if we think we can reach way up into heaven and drag down the most holy and all-powerful God to our level, that we have the self-given authority to reshape God in our image. Many Christians do not take God seriously. This is why they favor Jesus and the Holy Spirit as the persons of the Trinity they like the best, because they find them to be gentle, loving, kind. But God the Father? Many Christians, and I am speaking here of Christians, think of him as being someone they have to change in order to like. And the Heavenly Father, that has to be presented as softer than he really is if, quote, we are going to be able to witness to skeptical people about God. We are afraid that if we present God for who he really is, that people will reject him. So we reimagine God. We remake him in our image. What a profound sin. Friends, God does not need us to defend him in this sense. He does not need us to make him more palatable to sinners. We have to let God be God. We have to present unbelievers with biblical truth in love and let them do with this what they may. I believe this reading in Job 16, 12 to 14 is a true description of God that we have to take seriously. This is part of who he is. Having said that, do not take Job chapter 16 out of context. Read to the end of the book. See how Job feels about God by the end. All I am saying is do not skip over chapter 16 and do not dismiss it so easily. I'll go further. Share Job 16 with Christian friends of yours who are suffering. See what they think of what Job says. try it. See what their response is. And mark chapters like this in your Bible to meditate on when your life is in turmoil. Adversity, distress, when these come, how do we respond to God then? How do we describe who God is then? That is what I think we have to ponder here. See, Job is at a very low point in his life. I have just one verse to highlight in chapter 17. It is verse 1. This is Job 17, verse 1. My spirit is broken. My days are extinguished. The grave is ready for me. Job is very sick. He wants to die. Job's body is ravaged and he is tired to the point of death. Job 17, verse 1. Have you been that low? I suspect if you have, then Job 16, 12 to 14 is also descriptive of how you have found God to be. Have you felt that God shattered you, that he shook you to pieces? Did you feel that he set you up as his target and his arrows surrounded you? Did God run at you like a warrior and break through you? Or maybe someone that you love? I think we have to be honest. I know I must, and I submit to you that it will be very helpful if you also will see God for the great panoply of who he is. A panoply is a splendid display. Oh, friends, let the depth of the character of God overwhelm you. Be open so that God will consume you, not only intellectually in your head, but in your heart. In the verses we have looked at today, Job speaks from the heart level. I hope that we will also speak from our hearts. You might say, well then, I want to read those verses for myself. Good. This weekend, read Job chapter 16, verses 12 to 14. Read all of chapter 16 if you have the time. And Job 17, verse 1. Do read those and then join me again on Monday for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.